Okay, Rabbi Sai. So interesting halachas tonight, Besiat Ishmael. We are up to Siman Tov Reish Tzadeh. And we are up to Sif Yud Zayin. Interesting, very interesting halacha now. Okay, we start to Sif Yud Zayin. I'm just going to start from, we've done a bit of it, but I just want to go over it again. Bina Kol Yisrael Shakir Koir Poshet Kei Geres. We spoke about that. So I'm on page Kuf Nun Vov, yeah? Sif Yud Zayin. Poshet Kei Geres, you fold it like a letter. Laro is next to show the nest. Shigmoir, and when you finish, Choyze V'Koyecha Kulam V'Voyech. Okay, so we spoke about that. Today we're going to be learning the Ramah. And I do intend, Be'ezer Hashem B'nei Neder, to finish the Siman tonight. So Yesh Yikos V'Shenayagin Loi Madalat Pesukim Shal Geula. Some of the Minuk to say the four Pesukim Shal Geula B'Koyed Ram loudly. What are the four Pesukim Shal Geula? Ish Yehudi, Umot Chayotza, La'Yudi Mo'is Oira V'Simcha, Kimot Chayudi, is that four? Let's count. Ish Yud is one. Mot Chiyotza is two. Leudi Moisa is three. Kimot Chayud is four. So those four psukim are recited loudly and clearly. Vechenoya Geninan is the general general minhag, but we need to say in our countries. Those psukim are said. Why Bekol Ram? Mishnebuin tells us in the bottom line. It's got Nuches Bekol Mishum Simcha. It's a statement of simcha, joy, happiness. Umash choyze v'koyroi. So why does he have to repeat it? Why does a Baal Kol need to repeat those psukim? Say so fine. So it's very nice and exciting. People say Lehudi Moisa, Ish Yehudi, etc. But if everybody has said it, why does it need to be repeated by the chazan? Says the Mishtibur. Kedei leashmil etzibur, shemitzvah lechatchil lishmoya kol ha-megilah metoyach ha-ksav. Because when you're going to say those psukim, you're not going to read them. You're going to probably say them by heart. It's not good enough to say the Megillah by heart. You've got to read it. And therefore it's repeated over by the Shlach Tzibur to go over it again. So that it's being read and not just said by heart.
He said it twice?
No. He said it once and you say it once.
So he's not saying it again for you?
No, he doesn't. No, he's saying it for you because you can't be Yotze with it. You don't want to be Yotze with your because you know it by heart, so you just said it by heart, probably. You may have said it by heart, and therefore you can't be yotze with that. So it's much better if the chazan said it again. Okay, and now, oid kosu, an additional minik, of course, shenagu atinoikos, the children, they tend to lots to as hamon, they make the shape of hamon al etzim bavonim on wood and stones, or lichter of Shem Haman, they either make a picture of Haman, or to write the name of Haman on these stones or woods. But akoyis on zalze, and they hit one another. That makes a great noise. Kedesh Shema Chashemoy, in order to eradicate his name. Al derech mochoy timcha ezech amolek, for Shem Rishoyim Yaakov. This is the highlight, of course, for all the children. Is that so? Let's just finish off the Rama, top of page 312. And from here comes the minik. Shemaki Mamon, that you hit Hamon. When you read the name and the name of Hamon is said in shul. And there's no, you can't cancel a minik or to protest against them because it hasn't been done by mistake. It's not for nothing it is made. So let's get this clear. Let's get this absolutely clear. Okay, we were trying to understand where does this minik come from that people make a noise by Haman? Where did that come from? So the Ramah gives us a bit of background information, the history. That's where it comes from. So it all started when people, when boys, little children, used to write the name of Haman on stones or on wooden pieces. They either wrote his name or they made a picture of him. Boys will be boys. They haven't changed. And what they did is that the whole idea was that they rubbed it or they hit it together and they made the idea of that was, not necessarily during Kisa Megillah, but the idea of that was to rub and eradicate and rub off as the picture of Haman or the name of Haman, and that inevitably made a noise. You have the picture, you know, that's what they used to do. That's based on the pasuk, Mochoi Timche should destroy, eradicate, Ezecha, the remembrance of Amalek. Similarly, Shem Reshoim Yirkov, the name of evil people, Yirkov, should go rotten, should be eradicated, should be destroyed. Now, because of that, And from here the minik came. Shemakim Amon kshekorin amegilah. But it's like, from here the minik came that people actually make the noise without even rubbing it off. But the people make the noise when the name of Haman is mentioned. Ein levatel shuminik. The Mama says you don't go against this minik because it's not in vain. It wasn't done in vain. It wasn't done for nothing. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan, Nun Tes, top of the page, says, Shemakim Amon, Maril didn't do that. He didn't hit the name, he didn't hit when the name was mentioned. But Gon Yaivetz, also the Yaivetz, Koisav Alov Chacham Tzvi, the Yaivetz was the son of Chacham Tzvi. He used to say that his father, Shemokiv Rikam Beragla V'Tevich B'Sandoloi. He said, no. The Yaivetz did the following. I mean, he quotes his father, Chacham Tzvi did the following. He used to makeh, he used to hit with his foot, v'roi kea, is to spit. Peraglo v'toifach b'sandol, and then he would spit. Imagine that, you make a spit, and then rub the mat. This wasn't, and then he used to rub his foot, his shoe on the spit. Now remember, this was not stone, this was not carpet, this was not stone, this was like earth floor, so it probably, you know, makes a bit more sense. The Primogodim said, no, you're just driving people. No. You're better off not doing all these things. Just, you know, sit quietly and listen to the name of Amon. You know, it's all right. Now, who you quote? Yotzos Chayim Bevsenam, with regards to. Probably, I don't know. But I'm going to cause the Yotzah Chom, I've seen probably, not sure. No, look in Shai Tzion. This is the quotation from the Pimigodim. And he says, in Shai Tzion, Tzivkot Nun Zayin, although the Shlach Tzibu is quiet, when people hit, gamzein nochon, it's still no good. Sha'osu lechatchil lehafsek, yoyse mekidin ishima. Because ideally, you should not stop and interrupt the Megillah reading more than the kidin ishima a short period of time. Just a short time. Now, inevitably, when the Haman is being thing, then obviously there is an interruption. All, according to the Prima Godim, quoted the Mishneh Berurah, all these ideas are not great and you shouldn't, I mean, he says, the Prima Godim said, they should be abolished. However, what's very interesting over here is the Bialocha. The Bialocha says, he brings over here, it's interesting, it sounds like the nuance of the Bialocha is different than the subtle indication of the Mishneh Berurah. Because Bialocha, he says, he brings from the Ma'arik and from Shuv Chasam Sofer, that even if a minik has got a slight negative or questionable halacha, even when the minhag has got a questionable, subtle point to it, nevertheless one should keep to it. Chasam Sofer, you know, he was very into minhagim. He says, over here, there is problems about this minhag. It's not so straightforward. There is what the Shai Tzion quotes, the Prima Godim, about interruptions. There is perhaps other problems as well, about, you know, disturbing other people during the Megillah. There is for sure also, some people don't like the aspect in the olden days, Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, when you would literally rub out a posuk, you know, if you have a posuk there sometimes, you know, obviously this is just normally the name of, or the picture of Amon, but sometimes we have posuk, they also come to rub out a posuk. So there's quite a few questions with regards to this Hanukkah. Nevertheless, some Sefer says, don't ask questions on Minhagim. That's the minhag, you stick to it. It is interesting that on the side of it, he brings from the Chofetz Chaim himself, they only used to, from the Chofetz Chaim, from, what does he bring? He brings from some places, it's quoted now, I've lost now where, some places have got the minhag to only hit the first and the last. In quite a few places have got that minhag, no, only first and last. Yeah. Now I had once a problem with it. I don't know. Are you? Because the Ramon says in Mevatel Shominik, you shouldn't cancel any minik. So you don't cancel a minik because you're not doing every homa. That's how you learn. So he doesn't say every harmon. He says you're mechayim the minhag by doing some harmons. Yeah, that's probably yes. Yeah, yeah. He says oitkos shenogu hatinok shlotzot tzura samon al etzim. Yeah, so he's saying that you're still doing the minhag. Of course you're doing the minhag. If you're doing the first seller, also you're mechayim the minhag. Yeah, absolutely, I'm agree. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, usually by day no one.
There's one.
Stay by night. Very lightly.
Little like that.
So they can't see some. There's a
minhag
there.
Yeah, so I suppose that's all. You're still mechayim the minhag by doing that. Because it's, you know, Lemaisiya, makin homon, kshikoyer amagila. You're still hitting the name. You're still hitting and making noise when the name of homon is being said. You know, it doesn't have to be a racket, you know. Shem Rishayim Yekov. Yeah, I believe. You don't have to personally make the noise, I believe. Yeah.
Noise,
yeah.
Noise.
I think so. Yeah.
The laptop,
yeah. So no, I don't think so. I believe, yeah, it's Gazumans, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I want to just point out the interesting Bialocha's approach on that. I think it's one of those very typical and very strong cases that there is something which is halachically, it's not great. Al Pialocha, this is not really, it's not so great. Much rather, it would be better Al Pialocha just to go through it and not doing it. You're not gaining anything. Halachically, it's better not to do the homons. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a minhag, so you stick to it. It's a minhag, so you know, even if it's questionable, you do it. Sif Yud Ches. I know there is Sifkot Samach in Mishnah Berurah is important. Shekinam Eile B'Gile B'Esak Neses. Tzoich HaChazen Lishtoik Oz. When the noise is being made, the chazan must be quiet. Kadesh ishmu kulam lekiros, so everybody hears his reading. Umipnei shemotzume oid, since it is very common, ki kulim, there's mishaps happening, aladei arko, vergilim ana orem, lahako is kama po'omim, and since the youth, the children, they tend to make a great amount of noise. Several times, numerous times, even when the chazan goes back and he says the pasuk again, even then some people still keep on making a noise. Al kein, therefore, toiv it is right, v'nochon it is proper. Shkol yochid yikra, every person should read pasuk shnayim mitoich chumash. He should read from the chumash, and he should go through those psukim again. Poet shimakin homon. Whilst people are doing homon, you go over the pasuk again. Ki oz, then avshelo yishma mechazen, although you may not have heard from the chazen, yotze still yotze. K'moy shekosov siv dalet, as we learned in siv dalet, v'chikosov pima godim, shenochan ma'oyed, shekol echad yit bo'ez ha'chumash, ba'ez ha'kir. It is important that everybody reads, has got a chumash available, and listens carefully, and he recommends, v'kol teva shel yishma min ha'chazen, yikam min ha'chumash, if you think that you didn't hear something, you should go over it again. And note what we pointed out last time, it could very well be that if you missed something, that is carry on reading already, so you have to like catch the train, kind of. You have to move on with him. It's not good enough to read that word whilst the chazan is up to the next word already. So you've got to make sure that you keep track. Trace and track, as they say, no? Is that... So it's about that. Finding out exactly what you've missed and yeah, so this is referring to, I think the scenario he was referring to, when the chazan didn't stop when homon took place. So there was homon and the boys carried on, and they made the noise, and he either went back, but it was still noisy, or he never stopped in the first place, and he zoomed on, and so what are you meant to do? So you carry on whilst the people making the noise. You carry on reading, and you carry on from the chazan. I think nowadays it's not... I think nowadays it doesn't really. I mean, the keys I've heard here they tend to be fine. I don't think it's such an issue. No, they're quite. No, I don't know what you think. It's generally a very. People are quite disciplined. Yeah, I think that normally you don't miss. I think so. Maybe it's happened once or twice, but on the whole, I think it's quite. But you do need to be very conscious. I think you need to be very sharp, listening very sharply because. Yeah, but yeah, anyway. Sif Yud Ches. Megillah b'yudalet b'tezvav tzorich lachzor achar asora. If you're reading the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th, which is of course the normal days, 14th and 15th, tzorich lachzor asora, you've got to have 10 people for the kiyah. So when you're reading the Megillah on the normal days, you've got to have a minion. V'yimeyev shobe asora, but if you cannot have a minion, person is self-isolating. I don't know, he's anywhere, then you can read it on your own. So you should have a minyan, but you, if you don't have, you can still read it without a minyan. Now, interesting one. This halacha of 10, does it necessarily mean your minyan or not? Because the starting point of this is not the tzibur. It's not something that needs a tzibur. Like, where do we need a tzibur? For instance, Kiyosh, Ketusha, Kaddish, Bochu, Shemona Eser, that's things you need. This doesn't come from that place, doesn't come from there. Rather, it comes from a concept of Pirsum Anes. For Pirsum Anes, you need 10 people. Do you need a minion or 10 people? Nafka Mina would be Nafka Mina. If you need a minion, you've got to have 10 men. And if you need 10 people, women are fine as well, because according to most interpretations, women are, they, you know, they are human. I'm saying they are. What's that? 10 people for Pesach Manes. Very good. So this is very good. Very good. So the answer is that the Pesach Manes of Chanukah is a different kind of Pesach Manes than the Pesach Manes of Megillah. It's interesting. That's the way they've established it. So the Pirsum Anes was established over here is perhaps like the Pirsum Anes. It says that halal is also an element of Pirsum Anes. So sometimes Chazal established a mitzvah rabbanon with of Pirsum Anes with a tzibur and sometimes without. This clearly is one with the Pirsum Anes. Therefore, we actually stopping him noshim in stav v'zasora. We don't find anywhere that there is a suffix, a doubt, where the women count to a minion. Of course, they don't. But here there's a suffix. Perhaps women do count for the count of 10 with regards to Megillah. Here's the topic. Himnoshim et stafos lasora. Lemaisa, we Mishnah Berurah says, look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Samach Gimel, bottom line, Himnoshim, the Ef, the Kevin, Shurak, Mishnah Pirsum Anes, Sagyat, Menoshim, since it's Pirsum Anes element, as opposed to Tvom Shebe Ketusha, it's not minion, you know, you need 10 people. By the way, the Mefarshim also speak about, as Mishnah Berurah says, that I'm a private godim. The Meloyiski Rav Ketanim, since Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention children, Mashma, it sounds like, the Svirele de Ketanim, Vadayan mitzvah filaso. Children don't count. Children won't count. The love, Bnei Chiyuvanin, because they have no obligation. Vechiyuvanin rak mitam chinuch. And their entire obligation is because of chinuch. However, are children obligated in, are women obligated in Kisa Megillah? Of course they are. Women are obligated. So therefore there's an argument to say that since they are Chayim Megillah, could be their to count for the 10. You go correct. Correct, and therefore keep going. So you think they're different chiyuv, but as in terms of pirsum manes, maybe they count. So I'm always saying, principle, you could have 5 men, 5 ladies, and you've got the element of pirsum manes. Now, see, what's nafka mina? Because you know you can even read b'yochid as well, really. But yeah, I'm saying, but in terms of mekayim the mitzvah, the hiddur of pirsum manes, you know, there's an argument that women count as well. Yeah, you can make a bracha as well. Yes, you can. Bracha is the ma'akev. If a person read it in a tzibur, and one individual didn't hear, he fell asleep, or he missed it, or whatever, he didn't hear the Megillah. You can still read the Megillah with one individual alone. Since in that particular city, there's anyway readings taking place, so it's fine as well. And yes, there is a bracha. If you read the Megillah on the 14th or on the 15th, you do make a bracha. Whatever you, I'm saying, if you're on the 14th then, or 15th, you do make a bracha even biyochid. For instance, yeah, either fell asleep or. Yeah, he doesn't have to go and seek another 10, another 9, because he's done already. Mishnah Berurah explains that neis kvar nispasim velekirak mishum b'roiv om loy mitachidnu lele michnef asora. There is You have to look at the chiyuv of 10, the hidu of 10, not as an individual obligation, but a chiyuv atzibu. It's like, you know, that the city, the keilah, the community needs to have a chiyuv of 10. So finally that took place, he happens to have messed it up, fell asleep. All right, okay, so it's still, of course, a personal obligation to read the Megillah, but he doesn't have to schlep 10 people in for that. Yeah, so what the poskim say is that that if Lemaisa there was in the city reading, even if it didn't attend, but Lemaisa it should really be yoch. It's fine to be yoch. Yeah.
It's interesting that
yeah, that was the point mentioned. It's a very good question. It's very interesting. And the answer must be, the answer is that at times Chazal established the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes with the idea of having a minyan, and at times not. And here they did it with that. It's interesting. So Lemaisa, that's with regards to that. That's that. It's interesting. The Shaila is, if you could have a, what about a women's minion of Kisa Megillah? Different bracha? Correct. Havdol is different. Havdol is very unique because we are machmir that they should listen, but we're machmir on both ends. So Havdol is different. But here, the question is there a point for them having 10? Is there an Indian? You know, you need to have 10 women. Is it man reading? Is that other? So again, to emphasize, you're saying with one. So you know, it's a question of the lechatchila. Are you mekayim the lechatchila with 10 women? Roivam, yes. So there is Roivam, but 10 ladies. Yeah. Is it okay? We're saying that 10, ideally should have 10 people by Kisa Megillah, ideally. Rav Chiyo should have 10 men, at least 10 men. Question is it, if there's 10 women, is that also considered the Pirsum HaNes? He's Mesupik, yeah? Vishli Stapik, Moshe Mitzdam, for his last Torah.
But they don't make a bracha, do they?
Correct. So let's say a man makes a bracha and never heard the Megillah. So, because of course they make a different bracha, they've got a mitzvah of shmi as opposed to kiyah, as we. So, lemais, I think that again this is a shaila in the lechat chila, and perhaps it is lemais the poets can say that it is considered 10 women, 10 women would be considered a great pirsum HaNes as well. They have got an obligation of shmi as well. So it would be considered. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening, Abu Isai. We learned the background and the history of the noisemaking of Haman. It all started off when kids, what did they do?
Smash stones
or wooden pieces with Haman's name on it or a picture of Haman. And this developed then into just making a noise. And they were Mekayim, the Shem Rishayim Yaakov. This then developed into stop making noise when Haman's name is mentioned during the Mishnah. Mishnah Berurah, though, has got these reservations about the Minik, but it says, Ein Mevatel HaMinik, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't cancel the Minik. Then we learned that you don't cancel, if it's read on the 14th or 15th, you should seek to have it with a minion. Shulchan Aruch is a mesupik as to whether women count. If you didn't hear whilst you're hearing with a minion, you can go back and listen to Yochit. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, as discussed yesterday, to next year, we will not be learning Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Aleph, because this is a Din Ksivas HaMegillah, which is all relating to the, it's very interesting, but it's all relating with regards to the halachas of how the Megillah should be written, which is primarily interesting for the Sofrim. Perhaps to prioritize at this stage would be Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Beis, etc. So we're going to be learning Yemit Shem on next year, tomorrow Yemit Shem, we're going to be learning Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Beis, which is the Dinei Brachos HaMegillah, which is the Siman after that. Okay, I wish you a very pleasant evening, gentlemen. Very, very pleasant evening.